Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 22nd of May, 2023. Today, an air quality alert for your Monday with a high in the low 80s. I'm John Little. Nearly a year after the mass shooting in Uvalde, lawmakers passed a sweeping school safety bill last night. KRLD's Robin Kasky has more on House Bill 3.
HB 3 is actually a combination of three separate bills that were filed at the start of the session. It would require the Texas School Safety Center to check buildings to make sure they're secure at least every 5 years and would mandate that districts develop active shooter protocols that are reviewed by the TEA. It would also require the TEA to develop standards for notifying parents of violent activity on campus, like threats. Senator Jose Menendez questioned the money that was allocated to make these changes and says with a budget surplus, lawmakers should be doing more.
There is nothing more important, I believe, this session than this bill addresses, and that is the safety of our children in our schools. Obviously, I'm going to be supportive of this legislation, but I just wish it went a little bit further.
The bill gives districts $15,000 plus a $10 per student allotment to make these changes, which lawmakers say they know is not enough. From the 24-hour news center, Robin Geske, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Still no arrest this morning in connection with the fatal shooting of a security guard at Preston Center. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has our update.
Friday, Adalberto Santiago caught a man in the process of stealing a car in the parking structure. He and the thief struggled, and that's when Santiago was shot and killed. The killer got away in the stolen car, but he ditched it about 20 miles away in a DeSoto parking lot. The car was impounded, and police have been combing through it looking for hints as to the killer's identity. So far, though, no arrests. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
One teen is dead, another in the hospital after they got shot in far west Fort Worth on Sunday. The two were shot in the breezeway of an apartment complex on Broadmoor near I-30 and Cherry Lane. Police learned the victims were approached by three people. At least one of them opened fire. Then all three ran for it. Police don't know why the victims were shot. The Forney City Council has called a special meeting tonight to discuss the fate of the city attorney after she was arrested on a DWI charge last week. Jenny Smith was arrested in Rockwall County last Wednesday and charged with driving while intoxicated. She remains free on bail this morning. After her arrest, the council called a special meeting for 6 tonight with one agenda item to discuss the appointment, employment, discipline, or dismissal of the city attorney. A lawsuit over a crash can move forward against the Arlington Police Department after an appeals court ruled the city does not have immunity. KRLD's L.P. Phillips explains.
The question of governmental immunity boils down to one central question in this case. Did an Arlington police officer use proper caution while responding to a call for assistance? The officer had been sent to help another officer who had pulled over a stolen car. Officer Benaja Baskin had his lights and siren on when he came to a red light at Green Oaks Boulevard and Lincoln. He slowed, but he did not come to a complete stop. Craig Taylor had a green light. His view of the intersection was partially blocked by a truck and the two vehicles collided. Ever since Taylor filed suit, the city has tried to get the complaint dismissed on grounds of governmental immunity. But the courts say the immunity does not apply in this case because the officer did not come to a complete stop, nor did he make sure it was safe to go through that red light. From the 24-hour news center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Stars fans are in a gloomy mood this morning after another heartbreaking loss yesterday in the Western Conference Finals, and once again they lost in overtime. Here's NBC5's Pat Doney.
Well, we're on to game three because game two, unfortunately for Stars fans, finished a lot like game one did. The Stars felt like they had it tonight, leading Las Vegas in game two, 2-1, until the Golden Knights tied the game with about 2 minutes left in regulation. We went to overtime for a second straight game. And for the second straight time, it was Las Vegas finding the back of the net for the game winner and celebrating a 2-0 lead in the series. Stars coach Pete DeBoer was asked if he takes any solace in the fact that Dallas lost both games really close in overtime, showing they're not far off from winning these games.
Sure, we could have won both games. They held serve at home. We've got to go and do the same thing. And, you know, I don't think it's less troubling that we lost both games in overtime. I think the positive piece is that we played a much better game tonight. And if we play that type of game, then we've got a chance to win when we go home here.
And now we'll see if the Stars can bounce back in Game 3 Tuesday night in the American Airlines Center. That game feels like a must-win for Dallas. They don't want to fall behind 3-0.
The Rangers' bats were on fire again yesterday as they finished off a 3-game sweep of the Rockies. Josh Jung got things started in the bottom of the second.
3-2, hammer to left field. That one is going to leave in a heartbeat. Turning around, Profar, see you later. Josh Jung with a missile to left field.
Then later that inning, it was Corey Seager's turn. The Rangers go on to win it 13-3, outscoring the Rockies 31-10 for the series. Now they hit the road for their next 9 games, 3 each in Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Detroit.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.